You have a Bible this morning. If you turn with us over into Matthew's Gospel, I'd like to start reading chapter 1, verse 18 today. Matthew 1, verse 18, if you would stand, our custom is to honor the reading of the Word of God. As they did in the days of old, they much respected the Word of God. I sure am glad that I get to preach to a people that still respect the Word of God. This book still right. I'm glad I know the one that wrote the book. One that lives in me. The Word of God. Matthew 1, verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as His mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not willing to make her a public example, but was minded to put her away privately. While he thought on these things, you ever wonder what the Holy Ghost is doing in your life? You know, sometimes you wonder what the Holy Ghost is doing. While he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream. I'm glad God can come and lay on the bed with you. And said, Joseph, I'm glad he knows us by name. I'm glad the Holy Ghost knows me by name. Joseph, thou son of David, fear not. I'm glad the Holy Ghost is an encourager today. Fear not, take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And whatever the Holy Ghost does, it'll always be right. For this is what the Holy Ghost did. She shall bring forth a son. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. You may be seated this morning. Father, we love you today. I want to thank you for this special time in my life. God, that I've experienced your son. True Christmas. Thank you for that. Thank you for our church, its families. Thank you for the Word of God today and how you've blessed us so. Now I stand in a place that a man cannot stand alone and do that of your bidding. I need your help to preach this morning. And I pray you touch me and use me to be a blessing today. Open the eyes of the blind. Encourage the discouraged. Draw close the wayward today. We'll be careful to give you the honor and the praise and the glory for it all. In Jesus' name I ask you, amen and amen. I'm interested today in a text verse of 18 where the Bible said, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as His mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. And I will preach on this simple Bible subject today on the spirit of Christmas. The spirit of Christmas. Now, the Holy Spirit inspired men of old to write our Bible. Men just didn't take it upon themselves to write down with a pen and began to start writing things that didn't matter. But the Holy Spirit of God moved the men of old and wrote in a writing that we could understand in our English Bible. And so, as the Holy Spirit is writing, I'm interested in what He said about the spirit of Christmas. A lot of times, in all the hoopla and the splendor and the hustle and bustle, we lose the focus of Christmas. But as the Holy Spirit of God has pinned down in our Bible, I want you to notice today about the spirit of Christmas. First of all, the spirit of Christmas, it's always been about a message. About a message. The Bible said in verse number 18, this message has to do with information. He simply said that as Mary was espoused, that word is not exposed, but it is espoused. They had come together in to be united in marriage. Many times in this day and hour, the man and woman would not even be able to have a courtship, but they would be separated until that special day of marriage. And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit comes, and He comes into Mary, and there He's going to produce a man child. Joseph is in disarray. He's wondering, now this woman that I am engaged to, has she become unfaithful? And so all of a sudden the Spirit of God pins down and He gives us information about Christmas. He said, I want to tell you, He said, there's going to be a great child come forth from the Holy Ghost. And can I tell you that the Son of God was heaven born by the Holy Ghost. He was conceived by a virgin. Her name was Mary. Had never known mankind. And it is so important to the gospel story that, my friend, this was Mary's child, but it was not Joseph's child, but it was God's child. He sent a holy lamb to take your place and my place through a little virgin woman called Mary. And therefore, the spirit of Christmas has to do about a message. There is information. But then in verse 20, there's also inspiration. As Joseph began to doubt what the Spirit of God was doing, you'll notice that the Bible inspires us that God sent the angel of the Lord, and this is what He told him, fear not. I want to tell the families at Liberty Baptist Church this morning, you may not understand what the Holy Ghost is doing in your life, but the Word of God still speaks to our heart today on fear not. I'm glad what God brings you to, that He will also bring you through. I've noticed that the Holy Spirit will rearrange our lives. I'm glad that the Spirit of God is still building churches. I'm glad the Spirit of God is still building lives. And you'll notice in the spirit of Christmas, there was a message that was publicized. It will be a man child. But also, all of a sudden, an angel comes on the scene and says, fear not. I'm glad the Spirit of God is still speaking to our heart this morning. When we're in dismay and we're disarrayed, but I'm glad there's inspiration that God sent an angel. Can I tell you something? This is what people don't understand about church. God knows we're human. I think a lot of times people forget that God knows we're human. We all make mistakes. We all have doubts and wonders. And I don't care who you are, honey. We all got fears this morning. But I sure am glad the Holy Spirit can speak to our heart. Fear not. Well, glory, I'm glad the Spirit of God still speaks to my heart. When my family's in disarray and my faith is in disarray, He can still say, fear not. So this spirit of Christmas, it has to do with a message. There's information, there's inspiration. But in verse 21, there's a great illustration in this message. It said that, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son. They shall call His name Emmanuel, which is being interpreted God with us. I sure am glad that in this message of Christmas, there's an illustration. He says this in verse 21, He shall bring forth a son. Thou shalt call His name Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sins. That lets me know that we were all sinners in the eyes of God. But aren't you glad that God sent a Savior? Some of the hardest people that will ever is, that's ever been to be reached, is those that think they're going to do good enough to go to heaven. My friend, you can work your fingers to bone and still die and go to a devil's hell. You must be washed in the blood of the darling Son of God. You must be born again, because we were all sinners. But I'm glad, honey, that we're saved by grace through faith. Not of works, lest any man should boast. God realized we was a sinner, so He sent us a Savior. Christmas is not about a man in a red suit sitting in a chair in a shopping mall. But it is about the Savior that took our sins. As they sang today, I'm just a stranger and a pilgrim walking through here temporarily. Matter of fact, every one of us in the building is going to meet God one day. We better know His Son and the free pardon of sin. It ain't going to be about how much money you give to the poor. It's not going to be what you've attained in this walk of life. This world has put a phrase out, the man that dies with the most toys wins. Friend, that ain't right this morning. Only those that are washed in the blood of the darling Son of God. Straight and narrow is the way, and few be there that find it. But thank God, hallelujah, I'm glad one day the Son of God took my sins and your sins on an old rugged cross and died for us. Well, glory, I'm glad today that the spirit of Christmas has to do with a message. Secondly, it has to do with a manger. In Luke chapter number 2 and verse number 7, you'll notice this as the Spirit of God begins to write. You'll notice in Luke 2 and verse number 7 that here was a limited place for Mary and Joseph. Now they come down to the homeland of Bethlehem. The Bible said in verse number 7 of Luke 2, and she brought forth her firstborn son. Underline this. It wasn't their son, but her son. See, it does matter what kind of Bible you reading out of. She brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in the manger. Here's what I'm interested in. Because there was no room for them in the inn. Now the spirit of Christmas has to do with the message, but it has to do with the manger. You'll notice in verse 7 there was a limited place. You know, times hadn't changed. There's still not a lot of room for Him today. But I sure am glad we've made room for Him at Liberty Baptist Church. I'm glad the Spirit of God come by one day in the blackness of my old heart and made room for the Son. People say, boy, it is bad times. Yes, it is. But I'll remind you today that Jesus has never been accepted broadly in a world like we live in. Very few people make time for Him. But you'll notice around this manger, it was a limited place. But in verse 8, preachers, teachers, look at this verse. There was a listed picture. The Bible said there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. I sure am glad that God has some shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over the flocks by night. I'm glad the shepherds have a call. I'm glad God has called some of those to be the under-shepherd for the great shepherd of the sheep. Brother Joe, there was the shepherds watching over the sheep. Thank God for their call. Thank God for their courage. Some men would stand up and look over what God had entrusted them with. The flock that were feeding by night. Can I remind you, church, it is a dark time. But I'm glad we got the great shepherd this morning. the shepherds was out keeping the flocks in the field, but soon the great shepherd would appear. Oh my, can I tell you this morning, the times may be bad and the days may get long, but friend, there's a great shepherd coming one morning. He's going to take place for all of God's youngins. I'm glad He's coming back on a cloud. He said, for the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. I'm glad the great shepherd is soon to come to take up all the little shepherds in the flock and lead us all the way back home. You'll notice there was a listed picture. I love the way they were tending sheep in the midnight hour. Boy, they needed courage. I want to say this today. The average Baptist preacher, you don't even know what side he's on no more. I've never liked coming to church and saying, well, I wonder what that preacher's having to say. Honey, it's time for our yea to be yea and our nay be nay. It's time for us to draw a line in the sand. We're not a bunch of socialists. We don't commune with Muslims. And I want to tell you today, there's one way to the gate. That is by the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God for shepherds that God's put in my life to tend to the flock. Jesus says, not Muhammad. Jesus says, the spirit of Christmas about a manger. It was a limited place. There's a listed picture. But in verse 12, look at this thought. It was a lowly position. The Bible said, this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. This lowly position. I want to say this today. I was reading what one of those writers said. He knew what place he was coming to. There the King of Kings that had lived for all eternity stepped out one day and he said, Father, I'll go. He was born in a wicked world in a lowly place. But isn't that amazing? Jesus knows where He is coming to. In a lowly stable, in a place that didn't smell real good, in a barn, because there was no room for them in the inn. But can I relate this Bible story to you? Lord, I'm going to run this morning. He knew where He's coming when He moved in me. Amen. To a bad place. To a place that nobody else wanted. Nobody else would die for. But His lowly position. He humbled Himself and became as a man and had never sinned. Went on an old rugged cross. Died for your sin and my sin. He knew what He was coming into. The day of 1981 when the Lord saved me. He knew what He was coming into. The Bible says when we're born again by the Spirit of God, He comes and lives in us by the person of the Holy Ghost. The Bible said we are sealed, or we have that stamp of approval from heaven upon us. Brother Joe, things I've done since I've been saved that I'm not proud of. But things I've confessed and got under the blood and been restored into right fellowship with God. Brother Tim, he knows the place he is moving into. And I know your life is a lot like mine. It amazes me God would want to come live in me. God in us, the King of glory. You see, the spirit of Christmas has always been about a message.
It's always been about a manger.
But thirdly, you'll notice a Bible character appears on the pages. His name is Simeon. It's always been about a message. It's always been about a manger, but it's always been about the Messiah. Jesus saved. Now I want you to look what this man does after Christ is born. You'll notice that in Luke 2 and 25, look on the right-hand side of your Bible there. Said, behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. Same man was just and devout. He is waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. It was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he'd seen the Lord's Christ. He came by the Spirit in the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at all those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yes, sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. I want to say today, closing, look at Simeon's walk in verse 25. The Bible said he was just and devout. What's that mean? It means that when he says he was just, it means that Simeon was right in relationship with man. I want to be right with my brother. I want to be right with my sister. I want to be right with my neighbor. There's some hard folks that it's hard to be right with. But the Spirit of God can help you. Do your part. Then it's up to them what they do after you handle your part. Simeon was a just man. His relationship was right with man. But you'll notice the Bible said not only was he just, but he was devout. That has to do with his relationship with God. I want my relationship with God to be right. And I don't care whatever you've ever thought, but you'll never have a relationship with God till you know His Son and the free pardon of sin. You see, this spirit of Christmas, it's about the Messiah, the one that would come and restore Israel and give us a Savior. Therefore, we see that Simeon's walk, but in verse 25, it was Simeon's wait. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel. I want to tell you, the wait's over. Jesus was born. He hung on a cross. That's not the end of the story. He died in the third day. He was raised for your sin and for my sin. You see, Simeon's walk, Simeon's wait. But look at Simeon's wisdom in verse 26. It was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. I sure am glad the Holy Ghost dealt with me and showed me Christ before I died. What a blessing that the Spirit of God would think that much of us to deal with our heart. You say, Brother Ken, I'm going to get saved one of these days. You better get saved while the Spirit of God's dealing with your heart. You'll see Simeon. His walk, his weight, his wisdom. But now look what he does with his worship. I'm done. The Bible said in verse 27, he came by the Spirit in the temple. And young families, can your preacher give you a little nugget right here just a minute? And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him at the custom of the law. You know, Mary and Joseph gives us a great witness.
Bring your children to church. They can't drive. They're depending on you. Bring them to church. There, Mary and Joseph brought the Lord Jesus to the temple, brought Him to church. And then the Bible says this, then He took Him up, Simeon did, in His arms and blessed God. I don't know where any of y'all ever got to where you're not supposed to enjoy church at. Folks can go to the ball game and have a good time. God's house ought to be the greatest place in town. A place where we can raise our voice and magnify the Lamb of God. Let me tell y'all something today. God's been good to us. This church ain't about a preacher and it ain't about a people, but it is about a Savior that hung on a cross. And I sure am glad when we come here, we can come here to magnify Him and listen what the Spirit of God has us to hear. Isn't it amazing how the Spirit of God meets with us and tells us that what we need? That's so important in my life as a pastor, to know the Spirit of God is here speaking out of the Word of God. What's He said to you this morning? What did He say to you last week, the weeks before? See, this spirit of Christmas is about a message. It's about a manger. But it's about the Messiah, the Lord Jesus. And we see that Simeon's walk is way to his wisdom, but his worship. He said, verse 27, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace. Miss Sherry, if you'd come, please, sister. According to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people, Israel. I want to say today, Jesus saved. And I'm glad the spirit of Christmas has to do with the message. God sent His Son, born of a virgin woman called Mary. It's an amazing thing. Born in a lowly place, and He knew the place He was moving into. I sure am glad He knew the place He was moving into. And I don't care how your life is, I want to tell you this today, according to this Word of God that I hold in my hand, you've done nothing that Jesus can't forgive you of. It's about a Messiah. We no longer are waiting for Him to come. He was born. He died. He's raised the third day. And you know where Jesus is today? He's on the right-hand side of the Father making intercessions for me and for you. He's a go-between. You, if you want to be saved and come to God, you know what Jesus will do? He's our intercessor. He'll reach up to God and He'll reach down to you and He'll bring you together by His blood. You can be saved by grace through faith this morning, but you'd have to come and trust Him. It's Christmas. I'm done. I'd like to open this altar. Anything you want to come.